Welcome to the Healthcare IS podcast, where we tackle today's challenges in the health IT workforce. Broadcasting live from Sacramento, California, here's your host, David Cushon.
Hi, this is Dave Cushon, managing partner at Healthcare IS. Welcome to our podcast today. We have a tip segment today. Today's podcast will focus around the challenge in starting a healthcare IT contract when working from home. So with that, let's move on to our tip segment. So what I want to do today is take a brief second and describe some of the differences in working from a contract from home as opposed to at the client site. So inevitably, if you've been consulting for a while, you've run into the situation where the client wants you to hire or wants to hire you and they need you ASAP. And so you're sitting there on a Wednesday, you get the contract, the client asks if you can be there on Monday, you know, you make arrangements, you get out to the client site on Monday, and what do you know? They rushed you out there, but they don't have access for you on the system yet. But you're on site. So they give you some documents to look at. It takes maybe another day or two. You've got access to the system. You get to work. At the end of the week, you submit a timesheet to the client for 40 hours. They approve the timesheet. They approve the timesheet and don't have any problem with it because you were on their site, you showed up, you were there for either 4 10s or 5 8-hour days, and you were there. They could see you. They know that you did the best you could. If you couldn't get to work, it was because of their issues. But there's never really much of a question when you actually show up and you're there for the 40 hours that they're going to compensate you for 40 hours. So what I see occurring now, and this happened to us the first time, maybe about 4 or 5 months ago, where in a very similar fashion, we had a consultant, begin a contract on a remote basis. And we rushed the consultant to start. You know, it was a Wednesday. Can we get him starting on Monday? Let's have him work from home the first week just so we can get him rolling. Monday comes around. Our consultant has a meeting with the client at 8 a.m. The client says, listen, I'm going to email you some documents that you can begin to take a look at. We're still running a little behind on getting your system access set up, but we should have that up in a couple of hours. Well, as it turns out, the system access doesn't get put together until Tuesday at about noon. Once the consultant's up, their productivity gets to full steam ahead. They finish out the rest of the week. As in the first example, they fill out a timesheet and a timesheet for the week. They submit it to the client. I get a phone call from the client. They say, Dave, I'm looking at a timesheet for 40 hours, but there's no way the consultant could have worked 40 hours because they didn't even have access until Tuesday until noon. And so here provides a situation or a little different perspective. In this case, the client felt like the person wasn't working at all. The client doesn't look at it like they weren't prepared, as in the first case where when somebody showed up, they were on site, they weren't prepared to give them access. But even though they made the time to get there, the consultant made the time to get there, that's what made the client feel as if they were obligated to compensate for their time. In the second case, the consultant was available, ready to work, but for some reason, the client didn't feel as if they needed to compensate them. They felt like, well, they're just not going to get paid for a day and a half of their time. So I think when I speak to a lot of clients, they don't feel this way, but some do. And when I speak to most of the consultants, they all feel as if they should be compensated for this time since they made themselves available. So you never know how somebody's going to feel about this until you're in the moment with it. So I just bring this up as a point where it's something that should be discussed. A consultant who's working remotely should communicate with the client to understand what their expectation is going to be under these scenarios, because very often it can occur where you're at home, whether it's at the start of the project or maybe in the middle of the project, where you're working from home, you're available, you're there to work, but the information or documentation or the type of work has not been assigned to you and you'll be at home not doing anything. How is that going to be handled. And again, I just want to bring this up as something for consultants who are going to be working from home to be aware of. It's all about having mutually set expectations on how these situations will be dealt with. And it's something you clearly have to deal with when you're working at home and you're not on set every week. So just to wrap it up, understand it's a situation that can occur. If you're a consultant, bring it up ahead of time with your client and you can find out what their expectations will be and how they'll view this particular situation. And again, depending upon how they feel about it, might not be any problem at all. Could be something that you see a little bit differently and just have to come to a compromise that'll work for both parties. Or possibly it'll be a situation that doesn't work for you. But in either case, it'd be better to find that out at the beginning before you join the project than to have to realize that there'll be an issue and how you'll be compensated well into the project. So hopefully with this tip will help you to be aware of some things to look into when working from home. Okay, so that brings us to the completion of this podcast. Thanks for tuning in. As always, feel free to go to our website at healthcareis.com on the blog section to look for show notes and leave us any input you may have. And also don't forget to catch us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and LinkedIn for an inside view at HealthcareIS. We look forward to being with you again next time.